work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do.
All right, so back to the bartender's jukebox here. It's been about 2 years since my brother's passing, and it's been a little tough to get back in the game here of trying to, I know this was supposed to be a three-part dedication series, but I just, it took me enough time to get over grieving and stuff, and I still ain't done grieving, so I'm gonna be real with you guys. Lately, a lot of stuff's been going on in life. I put both my dad and stepdad into a home. My father, he's on his last legs with Parkinson's disease, and I don't know how much longer I have with him. My stepfather, he went downhill with dementia pretty bad, and we found him laying in a field and had to get him help right away, unfortunately. So yeah, life's been tricky these days, and that's just on those aspects. I'm soon going to be taking over a 93-acre farm in my life, and I'm actually super anxious for that, and I can't wait for it. You know, it's going to be a whole new life experience. I'm ready for the relaxation. I've been saying to myself, it's going to be the most relaxing hard work I've ever done. And I'm anxious for it, you know, like in a good way. Positive. Currently, my current situation, and I'm going to be real with you guys, I've been dealing with some really, really, really bad depression. I recently had shoulder surgery from bartending for over 20 plus years now. The wear and tear and stuff, and basically my labrum completely ripped off the bone. I had to put four screws in my shoulder just to attach it back in, with 60% of my rotator cuff gone. At one point in time, I had my shoulder was dislocated for about 3 days from what they can gather. All I did was push through it, and I had about 2.5 months for surgery, and I worked my ass off through that, not letting customers or even coworkers see the amount of pain I've been going through, which was probably a stupid, I'm going to be real, it was a stupid fucking move doing that. It was pointless to wear out more of an injury for, and I'm going to be real, a job that doesn't give two shits about you. You know, if you're injured, do you, take care of you. Because all your job's going to wonder is when you're coming back. They're not going to reach out to you. They're not going to say, hey, how are you healing? Or anything like that. You are just a number in the spoke that just keeps going around to make them money. Your self-health and your well-being is the most important thing in the world. Your mental health, beyond belief. I mean, let me tell you, I've been in my lowest point right now in some of my darkest hours. And I put posts on Facebook and stuff like that just to reach out. When I say reach out, I mean like express out like what's going on inside of me, and hoping somebody would reach out. When you're most depressed people, they don't reach out to people. My brother, he didn't. And he's not here. So, through doing that, though, I gotta say, there is one person out there in the world that has stepped up and really shown how much of a great person he is, and his name is Travis Orndorff. I gotta give the guy a whole lot of respect and credit. He's been dealing with ailments himself, and he has his own story, and maybe sometime me and him might link up and you can hear his story. But right now, for today, this is just going to be me venting it out. Take care of you. Do not, in any way, shape, or form, keep on pushing yourself for a job when they don't give a shit about you. That's just what it boils down to. They do not. You're just another name on the list to keep them making money or to keep somebody from not having to work or however it works. I really destroyed my shoulder by doing so for so long, and I regret it. I highly regret it, but it is what it is, and it's the situation I'm in right now. You know, currently I've been dealing with a lot of pain. It's a situation where I can't really sleep much because of the pain in my shoulder. They give you pain meds like Percocets and stuff. It helps for a little bit, but then that can start messing with your head. You know, I get muscle spasms, and then they give me a muscle relaxer. You do the ice, you do the heat. I am a front sleeper. I like to sleep on my belly. And for the last 2 months, roughly, I've been sleeping on my back. And I have had horrendous pain from my lower back, from my hip that I dislocated about 12 years ago, all the way down to my knees and ankles. It's a brutal feeling. And only sleeping 2 hours a night, I mean, it really starts taking a toll on your mental health. Like, it's frustrating. So, I mean, 2 hours of sleep for 2 months, you kind of truly get the blessings of the people around you that reach out to you and just ask a simple, like, how you doing? You know, are you recovering okay? How's your mental health today? You know, any little thing. I mean, I've seen people where it's the anniversary of their mother's passing, or they broke up with somebody. You know, whatever it is, I reach out. And maybe that's my human nature, and maybe I shouldn't expect that from others. So, that's that venting portion of this right now. Another vent to this, you'll notice back in the podcast, there was a certain person that used to be on it quite frequently. And you come to find out true colors of people. I have catered one or two podcasts to them already, and even, you know, interviewed them. That person has shown their true colors to me, called me a bunch of names and stuff like that because I asked if they simply watched or listened to the podcast. So, to that person, all I can say is, fuck you. On that note, let's talk about some other shit. So, recently, because I looked back at my life and I said, what is one thing I haven't done? And this is going back about 6 months ago. I woke up one day and I said, my kids are out of school. Well, what do I want to do? Like, what can I do here? What's going to occupy my mind and time and my downtime? I got into professional wrestling. Not as a wrestler, but as a manager and referee. I just wanted to be able to do something on the weekend and have some time and camaraderie with other people. When you work the bartending life, you constantly are working that second, third shift, and it's a very lonely life. An extremely lonely life. And I've dealt with that for the last 20 plus years. So that's what I'm doing now. And if you get the chance, check it out. Classic Championship Wrestling out of Harrisburg area is who I'm with. And it's been a fun experience so far. You know, I never thought I'd be in that place. Like, I'm not trying to make it big. I don't care about any of that stuff. Like, I'm 42 years old. Let's be real. I mean, I'm not going to be out there like, you know, these young guys and stuff like that doing anything. I just want to be a part of something. And, you know, that right there alone has helped my mental health so much. And like I said, guys, if there's something you want to do in life or you need to change what's going on with you to change your mental health or whatever it is, do it. You only got one life.
Hi.
Hello.
Not you. Hi.
Bird now.
I'm sorry.
It's just a job, really, you know, something to keep me moving. My real passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically, incorrect?
Well, the hell with that. No one's gonna tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
No, I mean...
We got this one kid, Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good shit. So we don't bust his chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
What,
and
they keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline, and he can run back and forth, and there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossomed, you know? Now I can take him to movies, baseball games, you know, fun stuff. Yeah.
Sounds cool.
Oh, yeah, it's cool for them, but for me, it's much more than that. For me, it's heaven, you know? Those goofy bastards are just about the best thing I've got going in this crazy world.
You know, it's kind of funny where the road of life can take you. Life can take, life can take. This land of opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. You'd be surprised who you meet, who you meet. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Rolling down backwoods.
I'm sitting full as a tick. Just left my granny house about as good as it get. Ate a half rack of ribs, mac and cheese and some slaw. Yeah. Could be a lot worse, but I'm better than y'all.
Worked hard all week
for some dollars and change. Still can't pay the rent and my boss is to blame. I quit right now for 15 minutes of fame. I'm attracted to the glitz like a moth is to flame.
Only my lover,
and she's a bad mamma jamma. She said stick with it when we move to Atlanta. It's gonna be different, but we in it together. Whatever doesn't kill you makes you tougher than leather.
Couldn't feel better,
cause by the end of the night we kissing, hugging tight, and I'm chilling with
my Dixieland delight.
Yeah.
Spend my dollar,
come on, spend that dollar.
Park in a holler, meet the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight,
hold her up tight.
Make a little loving,
make a little love.
A little turn of loving on a Mason Dixon night. Yes, my life, oh so right. My Dixieland delight,
Dixieland delight.
Can't wait to get home,
get home,
to my country girl,
girl,
my country house,
house,
and my country folk.
Homegrown country girl,
looking good in her daisies. Dropped out of school just to raise our babies. Granny getting around even though she in her 80s. Bingo hall, cause today she's
lucky as a seven.
Kentucky back roads got me feeling so free, I can't go back home. And this small town living best feeling in the wind. Look around, man, I'm at home. My old shotgun house and a swing on deck. Small front yard, boy, the creek got back. I grab my little pipe, we can creep out back. And bring the moonshine, we fall asleep out back.
Couldn't feel better
with my top let back and my seat just right, and I'm chilling with
my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar,
come on, spend that dollar.
Park in a holler, meet the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight,
hold her up tight.
Make a little loving,
make a little love.
A little turn of loving on a Mason Dixon night. Yes, my life, oh so right. My Dixieland delight.
Have some fun, y'all.
Spend my dollar
all the way to the last penny. Something in my fist, bet 20 is hitting. Got plenty of bills, but I don't pay many. Snapping Alabama, oh no, it's
spend my dollar.
Got four songs out the jukebox. Took four shots, then we danced to the tune stop. Doing it like only we can in the boondocks. You ain't getting down till you go kick.
Spend my
off.
Dollar.
Come on, spend that dollar.
Park in a holler, needs a mountain moonlight.
Hold her up tight.
Make a little loving,
make a little love.
A little turn of loving on a Mason Dixon night. Yes, my life, oh so right.
my Dixieland delight.
And now it's time I talk about some other things. Let me talk about work. For the last year, I was kind of in a predicament where I was head bartender, more or less. And as head bartender, you're kind of like an intermediate manager. But when stuff goes wrong and you can't reprimand any employees and stuff like that, stuff goes on more and more, and it just gets worse. And then you kind of look at yourself and go, well, what the fuck am I doing here? Why am I even in this position? Why am I told one thing and nothing's happening the other way? So it kind of puts you in a mental fucking area where you want to do it anymore. You know, like I said, it reverts back to you're just the name on the list for work. So, but in that situation there, for a whole year, I've been left to question, you know, what my purpose is at work. And that right there alone is just taking a fucking mental toll on me to begin with. Is it good? No, not by any means. But when your higher-ups don't give you the authority to do anything, the same problems keep on happening and happening and happening. And since I've been out of work for the last 2 months, I hear those problems have just gotten to the point where it's been so bad. And I'm expected to come back and try to fix all that without having any kind of way to reprimand employees about anything. You know, my employees had no respect for me. So now I'd go back in a position supposedly management, but those same employees walk all over the manager to begin with. I'm already on a frail state of mind, and I debate whether or not I want to go back for it. You know, it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. And I mean, if you're listening, I mean, you can, you know, comment, there's a voice thing you can do. Let me know what you think about this whole scenario, because I'd love to hear about it. It's just one of those cases where I just want to pull my hair out and be like, well, I'd say pull my hair out, but I'm already fucking bald. Let's be real about it. Like, what do you do in that situation? You know, most people say, just leave. Just move on to something else. And normally, but my wife started working with me, and I enjoy working with my wife. Don't get me wrong, everybody enjoys working with someone they love and care about. At work, yeah, I'm her boss there, and she respects that. I get more respect out of my wife as an employee than I do the people that I'm supposed to be in charge of. And that's fucking sad. I mean, that really is fucking sad. Why? You know, because upper management has let it go for so fucking long that I feel like I'm stuck in the middle. You ever heard that song, Stuck in the Middle with You? Well, you know, Joker's to the left and all that bullshit. Well, I just felt like I was the fucking turd in the middle, dealing with all the bullshit. I don't get it. So, I don't know, there's a lot of things to think about there. But like I said, with all that situation and going through what I've been through, not a single person up until today is actually texting me from my job, asking me how I'm doing, how I'm recovering. So like I said, folks, if you're injured, you got some mental stuff going on, remember this, your job doesn't give two fucks about you. Take care of you, take care of the personal stuff you got, because in the end, you're just going to financially drain yourself trying to get ahead, you know, working for some place that you don't give a shit about, and it sucks.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind. I got up a little early, so I took the liberty of milking your cow for you. Yeah, it took a little while to get her warmed up. She sure is a stubborn one. Whew.
We don't have a cow. We have a bull.
I'll brush my teeth.
More about work, jobs I've had in the past. I've already been asked to come work at places, you know, at high-end cocktail places, and, you know, people have said, oh, well, this is what it is, and the next day they go, I have no idea what recipes are or anything like that. So could you imagine being a bartender behind a bar and having to constantly look up a recipe because you don't know what it is on a busy-ass night, and the manager has just said, here you go. It's fucking nerve-wracking, and that's why people in the service industry are very, very, how do I put this? We're not right in the head. We're not in any way, shape, or form. I mean, there's something wrong with us. If you ever spent fucking 20 minutes in a kitchen during a rush hour, forget about it. You'll understand what I'm talking about. You know, like, everybody sees everything on the front of house of things, and everybody puts on a smile to make those tips and stuff like that. But on the back end of things, people are broken. I mean, there's a reason we work in the service industry. We serve others. And the public can be assholes because they think we are their servants on a daily basis. Normally, as a bartender, we're chipper and stuff like that. But this is my post to get all this out because it needs to be heard. You know, if you're that person out there at a bar and you expect something from us, you know, we'll give you the best service possible, but we are not your slave in any way. We work off of tips. You know, so the people that say, oh, I don't tip when I go out and stuff like that, you're part of the problem. And they always say, oh, well, you can get another job. Or, we get another job, we're still going to be the people that are still serving you. Nobody really realizes that. And it's kind of a fucked up mentality to have. You know, I guess maybe me as a person, I have this empathy inside me to make sure you have the best service possible. Make sure my employees are taken care of. You know, even my friends and stuff like that. If I see you broke up with your girlfriend or whatever, I'll shoot you a message and be like, you okay? You doing all right? You know, anything I can to help anybody. And maybe that's my nature. I mean, I went through a lot of shit in my lifetime from my past. And I might save that for another podcast, depending on if I can ever get the stones to put it out there in public like that. Because I know my story is one that is, you would look at it and say, oh, I never expected that from me because I've never showed it. It's actually a pretty tragic backstory of everything I went through. And that's neither here nor there. That's not what this is about, you know? But like I said, I'll save that for another day if I ever get the stones to bring it up. But I will say this in this podcast right now. If you are dealing with depression, if you're dealing with any kind of pain, anxiety, whatever it is, and you're listening to this, I just want you to know I am here for you. Feel free to send a voice message on the bartender's jukebox. I will listen. I am here to listen. Nobody does that these days. Everybody's so locked up in their self-centered lives for one way or another. I mean, I guess that's the world we live in. I don't know. But I refuse to be that way. I've noticed with the surgery that I've been through for the past 2 months, it shows how people really can be and the ones that will truly reach out to you. And it's a real eye-opening experience. Like I said, you don't really realize it until it happens. And I'll tell you, it's happened. And like I said, there's people that have reached out to me that I haven't known whatsoever and have shown more caring, empathy, and compassion than people I work with on a daily basis, people I'm around on a daily basis. I do have to give a shout out to my wife and my son, both for taking care of me during this tough time. I mean, I don't know where I would be without them. I am grateful beyond belief. And all I can say is I love them. So if you guys are listening, thank you so much for being who you are and caring for me. And, I mean, I gotta be real. Like, I put posts on Facebook because I didn't want to end up like my brother. You know, there's been a few times in these past 2 months I've had some dark spaces in my head. And I'm gonna be real with you guys. I wanted to end it. I wanted it over. You know, but then there's those few shining lights that came through that kept me going and kept me motivated. And Travis, if you're listening, man, I also want to say thank you for that. You know, thank you. And like I said, if anybody is listening to this and you're going through anything, please don't hesitate to leave me a voice message here on the bartender's jukebox. I will listen. Tell me your story. I want to know.
Attack entrenching my veins, and an hour I'll be okay. I pray this pain will go on.
Because of working so long with my injury, it's held up a lot of things for me to do over the last 2 months. I mean, as a farmer, or getting into farming, there's a lot of things you have to get done. You know, for your season to begin and end and all that stuff. And I haven't gotten a chance to do that because of, like I said again, having to put that 2.5 months in and destroying my shoulder even more. So if I sound a little bitter in this podcast, I do apologize to y'all. It's just me getting this out because this has all been weighing me down for so fucking long now. I really appreciate you guys tuning in, listening to me, and the support. You notice the clips I put on here, like movie clips and stuff like that? Those were some clips of just funny moments in movies that my brother enjoyed. And I hope they make you laugh, because me and him would always joke around and have fun with those. And some of the songs I've thrown in here to kind of break up the monotony of the venting and stuff like that. Whatnot, or songs that my brother liked or has turned me on to. So I'm still going to hold on to this year of making a dedication podcast. It seems like this is revolved around depression and caring of people. So, like I said, I would put my Facebook post up so that way I didn't act like my brother. God rest his soul, I miss him every day. There ain't a day that goes by that I wish I could pick up the phone and talk to him. You know, especially right now, going through the surgery and stuff like that. My brother had been over here just hanging out with me all day, every day. Making fun of me, of course. You know, calling me a pussy or some shit like that. You know, like, man up, man up. My brother went through some stuff, though. He was over in Iraq. He was a field medic over there. And I don't remember if I told you the stories in the past podcast, but he's seen a lot of stuff as that. As a field medic. But one of the biggest things for him, the toughest things to cope with was Hurricane Katrina. And one of the things that always lasted in my mind that he had said was the toughest thing in the world for him was when he would be doing rescues and stuff like that, was watching families walk through the water that was high and turning over the bodies to see if it was their family members. He said that was one of the hardest things he had trouble coping with. And I wish he was able to vent more of that out like I'm doing now to you guys. Don't hold it in. And that's part of the reason for this podcast, because I need to get at myself, and I probably said it a few times already. Don't hold it in. If there's something going on, let it out. I don't care. Like, men, we have this stigma on us, like we're supposed to be tough and keep it all inside, you know? And I'm not trying to put it in the gender thing, but like growing up, I mean, for me, it was always the guy's role to be the strong one, always. It's okay to break down. It's okay to have those weak moments. And if you think otherwise, you're fooling yourself. If you want a better quality of life, open up. That's all I can say. Just open up. If you want that quality of better quality of life, you want that clear-headedness, open up. Because there's somebody out there that's going through the exact same thing that you are or similar to that can talk to you about it. You know, it may be that caring ear or just something relatable that you never thought possible. And I've come to learn that over these last 2 months. And I'm beyond grateful for the connections I've made. Just let it out. Please don't be like my brother. I love each and every one of you that are listening to this right now, and I just want you to know that. And today, if you got up today and you were struggling, just know I am proud of you for getting your ass up out of bed and getting moving. I am proud of you for that. If nobody has said that to you today, I am proud of you. I mean, I know I'm just a voice right now on a podcast. Sometimes people need to hear that. And if nobody said to you today, I love you, I fucking love you. Why? Because you're here on this earth. Why? Because you're breathing the same air as me. We're doing this together, guys and gals. We're all as one. You know? Just keep your head up. Times are tough. Times can be dark. But trust me, there's a shining light sometimes. It might be in the smallest crack, but it does come through.
Hello, hello, hello. Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me.
But I can't hear what you say. says here we should work in teams. Who wants to be my spotter?
I don't think you should be doing too much gambling tonight, Alan.
Gambling? Who said anything about gambling? It's not gambling when you know you're going to win. Counting cards is a foolproof system.
It's also illegal.
It's not illegal. It's frowned upon, like masturbating on an airplane.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal, too.
Yeah, maybe after 9/11, where everybody gets so sensitive.
A few other things tossed in here. I mean, over the last month, like I said, I got into professional wrestling as a manager and referee just for something to do, like I told you earlier. You know, Terry Funk passed away, God rest his soul, and Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt was 36 years old and was having multiple heart attacks due to COVID complications. I mean, I feel bad for his family and everyone that's attached to him. So speaking of Bray Wyatt, here's a cool thing I got to do a few months ago. I got to, we had Eric Redbeard at one of our shows. I got to go pick him up from his hotel, take him to a signing convention, and spend the day with him, more or less. And I'm going to be real with you, man. He was kind of a dick. I don't give a shit. He was kind of a dick. You know? They say don't meet your heroes. I mean, good thing he wasn't one of my heroes. But, Jesus. I get it, man. He was a little cranky because he didn't get his right meal from the night before. But I will say, the other person I picked up from the hotel that day and took him to their signing, Marty Scurll, dude's awesome. Me and him had some awesome conversations and stuff like that. And not even about wrestling, about life. I guess just, I'd rather just meet people for who they are, not what they do. And if you're genuine, fuck, you hold a special place in my heart, so. But as for Eric Redbeard, I do feel bad because Bray had passed away. I know that was family to him. So, God bless him, all that stuff. You can be a mean person, but at the same time, I can also say, God bless you, and, you know, I hope everything goes smoothly for you, mentally dealing with this. Coming up, we have Edzo Amore at one of our shows. That should be interesting. I mean, I know some, like, I heard the backstory with that guy. He could be kind of, excuse my language, douchey. But we will see. I mean, I don't know. You never know what you're going to get, right? As Forrest Gump would say. But what I can say, though, is after these 2 months, I am grateful for the people that reached out for me. That's for damn fucking sure. So, I hope my brother right now is up there, listening in to what everything I'm saying. I hope he's, I want to say, proud of me. I just hope he's watching over me, you know? And, like I said, previous, if you want, call the Bartender's Jukebox right here on the podcast. You can leave a voice message for me. I want to listen to your story. I want to hear what's going on in your life. And, like I said, if you're going through some depression, you go through some dark times, hit me up. I'll be more than happy to put you on the podcast and we could talk about life in general. It doesn't even have to be on the topic of depression. Anything you want. I am here for you guys. And I think this is going to be my new outlet from now on. Just talking. I'm tired of people in general just being careless. So, you know, I got the handful of people that have been looking out for me and I'm greatly appreciative to them. I love you guys, the ones that are looking out for me, the ones that are checking on me. All that. You are amazing people. Please don't forget that.
You change into
Well, here on a positive note, I gotta say, I'm a Baltimore Orioles fan, and they're looking good this year, so hopefully for once in my life, I can actually go to a World Series parade. My fingers are crossed for this. Go O's, all day, every day. So, where were we? All right, so I know we were talking about depression and all that stuff, and let's move past that. Let's talk about some other things right now. All right, what about UFOs? Have you seen all the stuff in the news today about UFOs? Like, what is going on with that? In the 1950s, it was like sci-fi stuff, and now it's all coming to life. Really? I never thought I'd see it in my day where they're actually talking about it openly and admitting to it. I mean, I can't say I was like a firm believer in aliens because you don't see them personally. But I think I had to get to the point where I looked at it as we cannot be the only living organisms in this whole universe. I don't know. Just we can't be. We can't be. And I think to think otherwise, you might think to yourself, like, I don't know, maybe that's kind of like being, I don't want to say ignorant, because I don't want to call anybody ignorant, but I don't know. However you take that, you take that. But I don't know. I just feel that we can't be the only living organisms in this whole universe. It's impossible. I know I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast one day, and Dr. Neil deGrasse, he was saying about the hand of God, and how with the new James Webb telescope, we can see even farther. So it's changing the perspective of religion and stuff like that, and science. Excuse me there. Sadly, that was a smoker's cough. but it's really changing our way of thinking the more we discover and the more the way things go on. And let me tell you, AI, the way it's going on is scaring the shit out of me. You know, I've watched songs, you know, where it was like, or listened to songs where it was like Frank Sinatra rapping Dr. Dre in Frank Sinatra's voice. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, my brain cannot comprehend that whatsoever. But then we're putting AI in charge of, like, talking to people for chats just to keep them going. You know, like, what happens if, like, something's wrong with that AI and gives that person bad advice? You know, like, who's in control of that AI? We don't have that full spectrum of things yet. And it's a very scary thing. I mean, you know, Terminator was a movie, but, like, what happens if that, like, let's be real. Like, what happens if that shit turns real? You know? Like, what happens if it does? We're not going to be able to survive that. I mean, it's crazy. Like, we're like, here, let's create a program to think for us. I mean, like, we're on our phones nowadays, and everything thinks for us. You know, one of my buddies posted a picture the other day of a basketball court that was completely empty. And all I could think to myself is just technology has ruined that. I mean, growing up as a kid, you couldn't keep me in the house. And nowadays, you can't get kids out of the house because of technology and stuff like that. I mean, don't get me wrong, I still like playing Nintendo. But I would play it for a half hour, but then I couldn't wait to get outside playing baseball, riding skateboards, playing football, hanging out with my friends on their porches, whatever it might be, like coming home when the streetlight came on. Life has changed so much throughout the decades since my time on Earth, and I can't even imagine since my parents' time on Earth, you know, what they have seen. I know right now, my mother, she's in her 70s, and we got her a smartphone, and she just, I've sat with her for hours trying to teach her, and she still just does not grasp it. You know, I was fortunate enough to teach her how to do Facebook Messenger so we can do video calls. So that way, my mom lives about 3 hours away from me, so that way I can still check on her on a daily and stuff like that, see her smiling face, and it, you know, so there's some benefits to, like, the technology and how we evolved, but this whole AI thing, I it's too scary, it's too unknown, and we're just putting too much faith into something else to think for us. And I don't know, man. Let your thoughts on here. Like I said, call up, tell me what you think. I'm going to probably try to touch a couple subjects today, but that's the AI one right there, and aliens. I mean, oh, speaking of the aliens thing, what was that out in, like, around Las Vegas? They said there was, like, some 8-foot creature or whatever in somebody's backyard. And then there was something else in Peru, also with aliens or something like that, that was attacking villagers. I don't know, like, it, do some research on it, get back to me, because it is some strange, strange things going on right now. Alright, a few other things that have been going on lately, too. I have seen that some people say Elvis is still alive, and they're comparing him to this one guy where the features look all the same, and this guy sings and stuff like that. I don't know the guy's name offhand, but if you guys look it up or whatever, tell me your thoughts on it. And same with Tupac. There was another Tupac theory going on. I forget the guy's name, and I wish I could think of it right now, because it would make it such a better podcast. But he's got dreads, the same, like, chipped tooth, the same, like, marking on his forehead and stuff like that. I know, like, it's the whole conspiracy things. I mean, let me be real. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do love listening to good conspiracies. But some of the proof that they're coming out with nowadays, I don't want to say it's proof. Some of the evidence that they're showing for this, because it's not really proven, seems very similar. But then again, I look at it this with the whole AI thing, like I just stated previously. Are pictures being altered or anything like that? So is anything possible? Who knows? It's just a crazy time we're living in, man. Crazy, crazy times. I used to like watching the show back when it was on Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. Now, I know some people think Jesse Ventura is way out there in certain things, but if you listen to the guy, some of his stuff does make sense. Some of it doesn't, but some of it does. You know, the guy was a governor. You know, he was part of the government one time, and he's speaking out about it. So think about that. You know, he was once a part of our state government. Not, I live in Pennsylvania, but where he was part of the state government there and stuff like that. That was a government elected official that has all these theories. And he ran his state well, from what I heard. You know, so, like, dude, who's right, who's wrong, who knows? But tell me your thoughts on it, man, because I really want to know what other people think about this kind of stuff. And I think it's stuff we can divulge into in the future. And I might even start up other podcasts and stuff like that. You know, maybe we might do the one like the conspiracies of, you know, musicians in the past. Because there's one about Paul McCartney. He was in a car accident and died, and there was a replacement for him. So, like I said, there's so many conspiracies out there that we could get into and theorize and talk about and whatnot. But yeah, I think maybe if you guys want a podcast like that, I'll sit down and I'll get it all together, and you know, maybe we can create something there that you'll enjoy, or at least hook your interest, so that way you can keep on listening to this dang podcast. I appreciate y'all listening and tuning in. Again, thank you. I'm for the support. This is just a hobby for me, and thank you guys for listening to all my events and stuff like that. You're all amazing.
Hey, pick us up in 2 hours.
Fuck you, Miss Daisy.
Well, we're coming to the end of the podcast here. Thank you guys for sticking along for the journey of it. I know it was a little up and down today. A little bipolar-ish, if you want to say. But thank you guys for listening and continued support. And like I always say, stay thirsty for music, my friends. But in general, stay thirsty for music, life, and everything possible that can come out of it. I love you all, and I'm proud of you all. Cheers.
Together we are a powerful force, as one mind, body, and soul. Let no evil enter, nor attempt to reduce us, because of the beliefs we hold. And with this love, combined with our strength, we ward off pain and stress. Technician I am, wholeheartedly, in life and in death.
Okay, I get it, I'm an F-O-N freak of nature, but the pen is gonna heat the paper. Was a problem in the incubator, mama dad was the creature maker. I never need the shaker, the beat from tape where the teacher later. Now you're the beast awakener, I don't think the streets are safer. My misery seeping through my delivery, bitter we givers, and they keep my figures, don't try to nigger me. The grave digger is hither, he is no kidder, see, consider the dark energy, center me, enter me. Black diamonds all around, calling all the down definites. Who saw the clown and now stepping with that tall amount of big talking shit? Ooh, three times, my people they know what that defines. With the people are loving and that's T9. Here I'ma make a beeline. They bout to hate, made out the grave.
of Eba on technique, not evil brain angel heart. I remain in the dark and anointed. With holy, they console me when they know we sin. Got a hold of me while they let go of me. I'm double jointed. I'm wicked and I represent the sickness. All you fraudulence feeling, I'm falling, offending the Father. I'll place you in the deepest, darkest part of abyss. Nobody but you, and without any food and no agua. I'm blacking the sun on you bitches. Sat in a dungeon and ditches. Yapping is one of your glitches. Halted. The cracking has come with the quickness. Back and I'm plundering chicks and laughing. Your dummies trip with exalted. Tag 9. Fuck the industry. Independence. We enemies to them and he that's blind. The champ is here. The vamp is near. Hunting you heathens. Hella hungry and I'm after sheer.
We are the darkness, but we're leaving. We are the gods that are deceiving. We are the painters of blind faith. We are the children of your rivals, holding guns while reading Bibles. Go ahead and seal your faith.
Straight out the gate.
I am the public enemy number one. Fuck your fame, I became the name of a gun. Now the parents say Aaron because they sons and daughters wanna be martyrs, believing in my art and it's young. All I got is my bars and rap on my paw that y'all want me to fall, call it craps. Suckers hate it, now they crawling back in some tallest shack and I'm always up for brawling back. Strange music saved my life. I was fucking it, then the music became my wife. Nobody on this planet can tame my mic. Call me crazy, don't matter, fucking insane.
Everyone screams help. Then only one Kingsfeld, when telling all survivors, welcome to something else.
And I say, Kansas City.
No more, I'm breaking in.